This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
The Turkish government has been forced to close its embassy in Tripoli, the Libyan capital, because of growing security concerns. That calls into question what role the Turks can play in helping to secure the release of several journalists, including at least two Americans captured by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Turkey had been negotiating on behalf of the U.S. and other countries. Among the captured journalists are Americans Claire Gillis and James Foley. Foley is a New Hampshire native and a contributor to Boston-based Global Post, and his mother, Diane, is in Boston today to mark World Press Freedom Day. And she joins me in the studio. Diane Foley, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Anthony.
Good to have you. Now, you heard from your son, Jim, a week ago for the first time since his capture at the beginning of April. How's he doing? How did he sound?
A week ago Saturday, he called, and he sounded very strong, very hopeful. And he said he was receiving food and water. And he sounded very positive.
Good, he did.
He asked me to be.
He asked you to be, which
yes.
I know is difficult for a mother to be under these circumstances. So the situation in Libya has been very volatile in recent days. There was a NATO bombing that killed the son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Do you know if there's been any change in the status of your son's detention since then?
Well, that's the hard part, Anthony. Things were looking fairly hopeful the end of last week. The Turkish embassy has been wonderful, working very hard on behalf of securing the release of James and Claire. However, since the weekend, we've heard very little. As you said, the Turkish embassy has left. They were our major advocates for their release. So we're very worried.
So you haven't been in touch with the Turks since then?
Our son has been, one of our sons, Michael, but their major news was that they were evacuating.
Now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has called for the release of all U.S. citizens detained in Libya. How do you think the U.S. response has been to your son's capture? I mean, have you had any kind of support or help from the U.S. government?
Well, I think we have. I think they obviously have a lot on their plate. The State Department has been working very hard with the Turkish embassy up until now. I think that's been their link. That's where our concern lies, because now that they've pulled out, we wonder who will be the advocate for these journalists.
Yeah, that's a big question. Now, James's status as a freelance journalist, has that made it more difficult to create diplomatic pressure for his release in any other way?
Well, I think the fact that he doesn't work for a large corporation certainly has made it hard. However, the Global Post has been wonderful. I mean, they've been negotiating with many other persons. Every day they have a crisis team management meeting. They've been very, very supportive. But there are all kinds of complications because of the intensity of the conflict there.
Right. Now, James was in Libya, as you mentioned, reporting for Global Post, which is based here in Boston.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about how James felt about his decision to do this kind of reporting from an obviously dangerous place? I mean, this was something that has got to make any mother lie awake at night worrying, but I gather he's committed to this work.
He is. Jim has been doing this sort of work for about 4.5 years now. He was originally embedded in Iraq and Afghanistan with the U.S. forces. This decision to go to Libya on his own was undoubtedly his more dangerous one. However, Jim is very passionate that these conflict stories need to be known. He really feels that the American public needs to know what's happening in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. So he's really rather fearless and very passionate about his work.
Well, Diane Foley, I just want to tell our listeners you're wearing a T-shirt with a picture of Jim Foley, and across the top it says, "Bring Jim Home," and we want to wish you and your son all the best.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
That's Diane Foley. She's the mother of James Foley, who's being held along with at least three other journalists by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. She's in Boston today to mark World Press Freedom Day. And for more information, you can visit our website, radioboston.org.
Well, tomorrow on the show, we speak with Nancy Gertner. As a young lawyer, she pushed into a profession dominated by men. She was also an unapologetic liberal who then made it to the federal bench. Well, retiring Judge Gertner joins us to talk about so-called activist judges and her career in the law. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Anna Pinkert and Amory Sivertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Maven. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.